去再看罗马书第十二章。
Then once again to turn to Romans chapter
12, 第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
我还需要一两次的时间，最少。
I need at least one or two more sessions.
才能把这一段交代过去。
Then I can fully accomplish.
所以弟兄们，我以上帝的慈悲劝你们，将他身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是上帝所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为上帝的善良、寻前可喜悦的旨意。第三节一同来读：我认凭着所赐给我的恩，
对
你
们
个
人
说，
不
要
看
自
己
过
于
所
当
看
的，
要
照
着上帝
所
分给
个人
信
心
的
大
小，
看
得
合
乎中道。要照着上帝所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Thank you, Lord, shall we serve judgment accordance with the measure of faith God has given to you?
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，求你赐福以下的时间，
是，
正如你已经赐福以上的时间，你赐福今天的聚会，正如你赐福过去每一次的聚会，
是，
愿主你启示保罗的灵。今天运行在我们心中，光照我们的思想，使我们被造的理性归回创造理性真理的主。感谢赞美，求你赐福你的仆人，给讲义翻译的同感一灵，把你的话没有折扣传讲清楚。我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名求的。
阿门。
我们已经用两次的时间思想了人应当怎么样衡量自己。
We have spent two sessions in pondering about how man measure himself.
每一个人活在世界上都很自然的，很不自觉的，容易批判别人。
Everyone living in the world naturally and unconsciously want to critic others.
我们不知道在生命中间讲过多少次这样的话，他算什么？他这个人没有什么。
We don't know how in our life how much does we say that who is he?
我某某人了不起。
So and so is so good.
这个人不像样。
This man is not so good.
那个人太过分了。
This man is too much.
这个人真是不懂做人。
This person don't know how to be a man.
很不够的。
It's not enough.
那我们对别人的衡量是很自然的。
So our measure to others is natural.
我们对别人的衡量是很不自觉的。
And also unconsciously we measure others.
我们对别人的衡量好像是理所当然。
So we measure others is also reasonable.
但是当你说他算什么的时候
，When I say what is he?
请问你曾经对自己说我算什么
？Have you ever not call yourself the what am I?
这个人怎么可以这样
？How can you do such a thing?
你几次对自己我怎么可以这样
？So how many times point to yourself and say how can you do such a thing?
你说这样的人真的不像样。
You say this man is not too good.
请问你自己像样不像样
？Whether you are good or not.
所以自知之明。
So to know about yourself.
智慧的一个很重要的基础。
Is the foundation of wisdom.
一个人衡量自己。
A man who know how to measure himself.
才懂得怎样衡量。
Then he know how to measure others.
当你衡量别人的时候。
When you measure others.
你一定有一个尺寸。
Surely there's a measure.
这个尺寸你称它是你自己的标准。
So we call this rule is your own standard.
这个叫做我的看法。
My view.
这个叫做我的自由。
My freedom.
这个叫做我的立场。
This is my standard.
这个叫做我的标准。
This is my standard.
谁告诉你你的标准是标准？
Who tell you your standard is a standard?
谁告诉你你的立场是合理的？
Who said that your standard is a good one?
谁告诉你你的尺寸是正当的？
Who said the measure is right one?
所以当我们衡量别人的时候，
So when we measure others,
我们先假设我们是有资格衡量。
We first presume that you are qualified to measure others.
当你批判别人的时候，
When you criticize others,
你先假设你自己就是标准。
You first presume that you are the standard.
谁把世界的标准的地位交给你？
Who has given this position of measuring to you?
谁立你做审判官去审判别人？
Who established you the judge to judge others?
我们事实证明，
The facts will prove to us.
会批评人不会煮菜的人自己没有煮过菜。
The one who criticizes people cannot cook himself not cook before.
轻看别人不好看的可能自己更丑陋。
The one who despises others ugly himself not beautiful.
你说这个衣服做得很不好穿，连针怎么放线都没有放过一次。
You said this clothing does too well soon, but you can even put a needle.
所以什么时候开始
？So when that starts?
每一个人天生成了审判者。
That you are born to be a judge.
成了定罪者。
And to condemn others.
成了批评者。
To critic others.
成了检讨别人而不自知。 检讨自己。
And the one who evaluate others, but not evaluating yourself.
啊，这个通病是人人都有的。
This common disease of all.
每一个人都是罪人。
So everyone is a sinner.
每一个人都把自己当作审判官去审判别的人，把他们当作是罪人所审判的罪人。
And everyone deems himself as just others as sinners.
所以这段圣经很重要。
So this passage is important.
这段圣经叫我们转过来。
You ask me to turn around.
把箭头转向自己衡量。
Point the arrow to yourself and measure yourself.
自己批判自己。
Critique oneself.
自己检讨自己。
Evaluate oneself.
自己估计自己。
And also estimate yourself.
这个自顾是智慧的开端。
So that's the beginning of wisdom when you evaluate yourself.
但是自顾的可能从哪里来？
But where comes the possibility of self-evaluation?
真的智慧而来。
It comes from wisdom of God.
敬畏神的人懂得认识自己。
So he who fears the Lord knows himself.
认知神的人才认知自己。
He who knows the God knows himself.
这是归正神学第一篇加文所写的要义的第一面所讲的话。
And that's the first phase of the Institute of Christian Religion by Calvin.
当你深入你里面发现你自己的时候
When you come deep into yourself to discover your own self,
你不可能不发现神。
Then you have to discover God.
当你真正认识神的时候
When you truly know God,
你不可能不发现你是在神之下面。
Then only you know that you're under God.
So to know God and to know you yourself.
认识神和认识你自己。
认识上帝。
To know God.
认识自己。
To know yourself.
哪一个先后呢？
Which one comes first?
加文自己说我不知道。
Calvin said, I don't know.
但这两个是有关系。
But this is not related.
所以呢，苏格拉底说你要认知自己，不要单单去认知自然。
And Socrates said, you must know yourself, not only to know nature.
Know yourself before you want to know everything surrounding you or the nature besides you.
我们先认识自己，然后才能够发现四周的以及宇宙。
认识自己就是西方哲学的知识论的开始。
To know yourself is the beginning of the epistemology of the West.
认识自己的人才是真有智慧的人。
He who knows about himself is a wise man.
所以对智慧的爱好，这种学问叫做哲学。
Certain knowledge of learning the wisdom is called philosophy.
Philosophos. Phileo Sophia.
Phileo Sophia.
Philia Sophia.
Philia Sophia.
我爱智慧。
I love wisdom.
从哪里开始？
Where does it start?
从认知自己开始。
From beginning of the knowing of yourself.
上个礼拜已经对你们说了。
And next week I'll tell you.
一个人认知自己的困难，是因为他自己的最终在受造之中，在限制之中。
A one who knows his own dilemma is because in sin he has been created also in finiteness.
这是人性的三大困难。
That's the three dilemma of mankind.
We are created.
我们被造的，
所以我们不过是受造界其中的一个。
So we are only but one of the creatures of the whole creation.
We are created, so we are limited.
我们被造，因此我们是有限的。
Nothing created is infinite.
没有任何被造是无限的。
We are created, so we are limited.
我们被造，因此我们是有限的。
第三。
But
everything created after the fall had been polluted.
任何被造的在亚当犯罪之后已经被玷污了。
所以 the impossibility of science, technology, and even philosophy.
所以科学或是这个哲学或是这个都没有办法来帮助我们。
Is all are all within these three conditions.
因为这些东西都受这三个条件所限制。
Created,
被造
，limited,
有限
，and polluted.
人的玷污，
所以从这个出发点呢，我们就遇到困难。
From this point on, we see that we are have difficulties.
所以基督教提供一个新的方法论。
So Christianity have a new methodology.
我们不要在这一个呢捆绑的中间。
Don't be bound in this limitation.
自义起来。
Then also we find we are self-righteous.
看到自己了不起。
We see we are good.
我们应当产生一个突破。
But we must break through.
这个突破就是 this open system.
This breakthrough is an open system.
Open to what?
那向什么开放
？Open to our Creator，
向我们的创造者开放。
Open to the unlimited God，
向了无限的神开放。
Open to our Master of Life，
向我们生命的主宰开放。
让那创造者
，Let the Creator，
光照对照
，Illuminate the Created One，
让那无限者
，The Infinite One，
释放有限。
To liberate our limitation，
圣洁的主
，Let the Holy God。
接近我们有罪的头脑
，To purify our sinful mind，
这样你的人生。
Then only your life.
还有一个新的立足点。
Will have a new point of support.
有新的方法论。
And new methodology.
还有新的可能性。
New possibilities.
So be an open-minded man before God.
我们对神我们的思想要敞开。
You should have the open system of your methodology in knowing yourself.
我们方法论对自己来说应该是敞开的。
我相信这些话许多的心理学没有讲的。
Many psychologists never touch on all this.
许多的哲学家也不懂。
Many philosophers doesn't know it.
二十世纪一个很重要的哲学家，结果同性恋，结果十 eight。还有一些是自杀。
In 20th century, a very great philosopher, he himself also committed suicide and he contracted AIDS.
为什么？
Why?
因为他没有向上帝打开。
Because he's not open to God.
所以人不要自以为聪明。
Don't feel that you are intelligent.
不要看自己过于所当看。
Don't also measure yourself more than you should do.
这句话太大。
So big is this word.
你们所听的这些每一句都可以写得一大张的纸条。新年的时候放在你的门上。
Every single statement you heard, you can write on the paper and put it on the door.
你每次新年就平安啊，夫妻啊，子孙满堂，没有什么用。
If not every year you want to please your many descendants, and those don't you?
今年如果你要放对联，
you want to put a couplet.
你就放这几句好不好？
Put these few verses.
不要看自己过于所当看。
Don't deem yourself too highly.
照做上帝给我们信心大的，看得合乎中道。
According to the measure of God given to you, you must be sober justly.
好不好？这就是你的智慧。
This is wisdom.
所以如果我们懂得怎样看自己，
When you know how to deal with yourself,
我们才不会浪费自己的一生。
Then you will not squander your whole life.
因为很多人很有聪明，很有智慧，很有天资，很有天分，聪明反被聪明误，一生一世浪费在犯罪的事。
A lot of people are very intelligent, very smart, high IQ, but yet they wasted their whole life and also be caught in their own trap.
这个世界有很多莫名其妙的事。
Things are strange in this world.
有教育学博士孩子教的一个一个烂货不成功。
PhD in education, but they cannot teach their own children.
有一些没有读书的妈妈把孩子教成一个一个哲学博士。
Mother who are not educated, but yet bring up the children to be PhD holders.
有的赚了一大堆钱，结果让他的孩子他死了有用刀相杀。
Some make a lot of money, but then when they die, their children kill among themselves.
有的人穷得不得了，白手成家，孩子个个成为。安居乐业对社会有贡献。
But some are so poor they bring money, but yet their children are good.
所以在表面的方程式后面。
So above the superficial formula.
有很多我们没有办法用言语讲出来 X 的因素。
Behind them there are X factors.
X factors, X factors that cannot be spoken out by human language.
那些 X 因素是我们人的话语所不能表达的。
这样呢
，Then
你就要从神的道找到。人间所没有。
From the word of God, you want to find something which is lacking in man's world.
上个礼拜我与大家思想到两种错误的桎梏。
Last one, I reported with you two wrong measurements of mankind.
即第一种用别人去估价别人。
You're using others' method to measure others.
来用自己估价自己。
And you are measuring yourself according to yourself.
你以自己来估自己是错的。
When you yourself to measure yourself is wrong.
以别人估自己也是错的。
And also using others to measure yourself also is wrong.
无论怎样换汤不换药，都是以人比人。
Because you change all the methods, you are still comparing man to man.
这就是文化里面没有办法超脱的原因。
That's the reason why that culture cannot transcend.
因为是指在这个 horizontal line 的中间。
我们在水平线里面的衡量。
我们没有 vertical line。
Without a vertical line, 纵线。
神之间的关系。
And relationship with God.
当我们站在神面前。
When you stand before God.
真正的神的荣耀。
Truly know the glory of God.
透过神看自己的。
And through God, want to look ourselves.
你就不一样了。
Then you're different.
所以保罗在这里说什么
？For Paul here says,
你要按照上帝所赐的信心的大小。
According to the measure of faith God has given to you,
是给每一个人都不一样的。
So given to everyone differently.
来看自己。
Then you measure yourself.
那么。照着上帝赐给个人信心的大小
，according to the measure of faith God has given to each and every one，
来看自己
，then you look at yourself，
你才会看得合乎中道
，then you have a sober judgment。
那你说这句话怎么解释
？How to interpret that？
我相信我最早还要一两次才能把这个讲完。
I need at least one or two more sessions to interpret that。
今天我要以大家思想呢，当我看不准的时候
，when I see wrongly，
为什么
？Why？
因为我透过什么看错了。
Because through what that I view, and that's wrong.
所以你就看不清楚。
So you cannot see clearly.
我年轻的时候
，When I was young,
眼睛很好。
My eye was sharp.
现在
，Even now,
在六十多岁里面，我眼睛也还是相当好。
Even 60 plus, my eyes are still sharp.
所以呢，我只要圣经放远一点，我不必用眼睛，我可以读。
I put the Bible a bit further, I can still read it.
我是看书很多的人、
啊。I read a lot of books.
到四十多岁才第一次用五十度的眼镜。
When I was 40 plus, then I refused 50 degrees.
你们六岁就用两百度的眼镜。
But when you're 60, you use more than that.
那你一定看出比我多，不是一直看电视。
Do you read more than myself? No, you watch a lot of TV shows.
所以现在的孩子很可怜。
So children are pitiful.
八岁九岁戴眼镜。
Eight or nine, they put glasses.
所以呢，不但电视机一直卖，眼镜店一直卖。
So TV have good sales, also glasses have good sales.
那么就我的眼睛不错。
So my eyes is good.
我可以看得清清楚。
I can see clearly.
而且我讲到绝对不用眼镜。
So when I preach, I never use glasses.
如果有一天需要用眼镜，我一上台，我还是拿下来。
So one day when I need glasses, I will take it out when I come to pulpit.
不是为我的好处。
Not for my own good.
是为你的好处。
For your good.
因为你看我的眼睛的时候，总是比看他更直接。
So because when you see his eyes, more direct than when you see my eyesight.
跟我有 eye contact.
This time your glasses contact. You have eye contact with him and not with me.
无论我他的眼镜的反光，就使他的威力少一点点。
And so the reflection of my eyes, less than the authority.
我眼睛睁大望着你的时候
，So when I stare at you,
那个心灵对心灵的冲击没有办法给眼镜拦阻到一点点。
That kind of impact from spirit to spirit cannot be hindered by the glasses.
你还不明白，你这样看就知道了，对不对
？So now you see clearly now.
这个就不一样了。
You see more clearly now.
好了，所以我讲台我一定不戴眼镜。
So when I come to pulpit, I never put glasses.
好了，你说唐牧师你要讲什么呢
？So what are you going to say now?
那么如果没有透过正当的眼光
，without through the true perspective,
你就看不清楚。
Then you can't see clearly.
对不对？有的人看这样了。
Someone that is so close.
有的这样。
So far.
一点点距离的差别，他就看不清楚。
A small distance and there is a blur.
如果你用错工具，就更。
When you use the wrong tool, then be worse.
如果你用了眼视眼的这个眼镜
，When you use a far sightedness of glasses,
放在近视的眼镜上面
，Put those on near sightedness,
你不但看不清楚
，Not only don't see clearly,
你会把什么东西都看变成另外一个东西。
You see something distorted.
那么呢，这个就变成完全错误。
So totally wrong.
眼光一错误，全世界都错了。
So when eyesight is wrong, everything in the world is wrong.
你眼光一错误。
So when eyesight is wrong,
你没有办法走在正确的方向。做正确的事情
You cannot walk in the right direction and do the right things.
这一段的圣经告诉我们
So this passage tells us
你不是透过自己看自己
Not through yourself you judge yourself
你也不是透过别人看自己
Not through others you judge yourself
这两个就是人的毛病
And this is a common problem with him
我要这样你要怎么样
I want to do such a man of what can you do
你不用这样
Don't do that
人家都看你这样不对
People see that you're wrong
管他什么人家不对
I don't care what the people say
我这样就是这样
I will do this manner
你听过这样的话没有
Have you heard that?
有没有
Have you heard that?
你讲过不但听
You have said that
所以你这个就是以自己看自己
So you're using yourself to look at yourself
还有一些人
Some
什么都不敢做
They didn't do anything
你为什么不做
What do you do?
我怕人家讲话
I afraid people gossip
我这样做人家会骂我
People will scold me
我那么做人家轻看我
People will despise me
所以我什么都不做
So they don't do anything
一天到晚想人家怎么看
For the whole life they think how people will use them
你自己看自己不对
So it's wrong for you to view yourself to yourself
以别人看自己也不对
To view yourself to others wrong
你做给自己看吗
You do it for your own self
你自己看自己表演哪里有兴趣
When you look at others to perform there's no interest
你做给别人看吗
When you perform for others
你会做到累得不得了每天不休息
You'll be so tired without resting
因为做给人看
You want to perform for others
一定要做好看一点
You must be good
做得好看就累得不得了了
So you feel tired
所以每天装腔作势装得累死
So everything you pretend is so exhausting
你明白了吗
You understand now
我在苏拉巴亚有认识一个96岁的老姐妹
In Surabaya I know a 96 old sister
他已经九十几岁了
，more than 90,
还是很健康
，still very healthy，
但神志不清的时候
，but not too clear in the mind，
讲话乱七八糟
，wrongly in the words，
他到厕所去
，when she go to toilet，
后来做完事情
，and after that，
站在那边看
，was staring there，
怎么里面有一条叫黄色东西
？How come something is there？
怎么水池不干净
？How come some clean the water？
他就去抓上来
，she go and pick it up。
他九十六岁嘛
，96，
你不要笑，以后你可能更厉害。
Don't laugh, you may be worse。
他就把自己放出的中抓了一粒粒来看，这是什么东西
？Put it in hand, look at it and examine。
水池肮脏
，Is it not clean？
他刚刚做就忘记那是厕所啊。
She forgot it's a toilet。
他就拿起来
，And she took it up，
把它丢到外面去
，Throw it out。
他起身，他看到有玻璃的。
Actually, there was a glass.
他以为是没有玻璃，有九十六岁嘛。
So without glass, 96 years old.
你丢的满玻璃都是黄色的东西。
So with all the stain there.
所以呢，每一个礼拜几次这样。
So a few times a week.
他的孩子孙子要去擦玻璃，一面要用壁纸擦的半死。
So the children and grandchildren have to wipe clean the glasses.
Why?
Wrong judgment.
神志不清。
And not clear in the mind.
年纪老了。
Old.
三更半夜两点。
And in the midnight.
从房间出来。
Come from the room.
开门。
And open the door.
到庭院走来走去。
And go and walk in the yard.
后来呢，他的孩子看怎么有声音呢？是不是有贼呀、啊、
？They don't understand how some there's noises there.
跑出去的时候。
And went out.
哎呀，老祖母这里也庭院走来走去。
Grandmother is there.
把他这叫什么？祖母、啊，你不要出去，等下你跌倒了。
And don't go back. Don't go back.
他说我在看有没有贼进来。
See whether any thief coming or not.
孩子看他好像贼。
And the children look at him as a thief.
两三点在外面有声音。
In the midnight,
there's noises. 原来是祖母在外面看还有没有贼。
It's a great grandmother who's seeing whether there's a thief or not.
没有办法应付他。
No way to deal with her.
到九十八岁他才死。
98, she died.
那么那几年呢，很辛苦。
That few years they suffered.
所以人
，man，
不要活太老。
Don't live too long.
大家说一二三。
人不要活太老。
要活太老的举手。
Those on the left, long, raise your hand.
我是不要哈。
I don't want.
大家在说，我不要活太老。
我不要活太老。
不讲的，盼望你年老。
I hope you live old if you don't say it.
后来每天电视开的时候呢
，So they don't when the tune on the TV.
他坐在哪边
？She sitting there.
他马上对他的孩子说，其实他的孩子已经72岁了。
She told the son who's 72.
孩子啊
，Son,
拿一件衣服来。
Well, take me a clothes.
我要穿好好的。
And put it well.
他孩子说做什么？你要出门
？What to do? You want to go out?
不是
，No.
那个人一直看我，我穿的不像样，不好意思，我要穿的好好。
That man staring at me. I'm not too well clothed, so I don't put on good clothing. Who is that man?
电视里面的新闻报告员。
Broadcaster in the TV.
他说那个人明明在看我吗
？That man staring at me.
所以我穿整齐点，他一直看我。
So I put on good attire.
他们怎么解释他都不清楚。
They cannot explain clearly.
因为他神志不清。
Because in your mind,
confused. 老旧
了。Oh,
看不清楚
not clear the
把人当作影子把影子当作人
Deeming images and man as images
所以看法
So when you view
观点
And also your standpoint
是很重要
Important
那么请问
And I ask you
你怎么看你自己
How do you view yourself
你是透过什么看你自己
Through what do you view yourself
我如果工具用错了
If I use the wrong tool
我一定越看越乱
The more I look the more it's confused
你注意听
Pay attention
你一生读的书啊
The book that you study
是继续不断在改变你的观点
Continue change your concept
你一生一世所研究的东西
And the thing you study in your whole life
你所听的话
What you have heard
常常在影响你的看法
May that influence your views
所以结果你就构成一个视线的工具
So that is the tool of a vision
透过文化
Through culture
哲学
教育
风俗习惯经验
habit,
变成你的视线的这个工具
Become the tools of a view
你看别人就透过那个
So it's through this that you view others
受共产教育的
So the under influence of communist teaching
用共产的眼光看
Using the communist view to view you
受资本主义教育的
Those who are capitalistic training
资本主义的观念看
Using the capitalistic view to view you
观看的工具不单是镜子
So this tool is not just spectacles
更是你的概念
But your concept
所以就 idea 这个字
idea
中文叫做什么呢
或者
叫做观念，叫做概念
，concept，
叫做
idea，
这个您的意见
，opinion。
我把 idea 翻译成思观，
思观。
那这个是我自己的翻译，
思还是思？
思想的思，
思观。
所有哲学词典没有人叫翻译。
And view of thinking is never to study in the
field. Idea 是思观
，idea is a view of thinking.
What is your idea?
What's your idea?
我说你的思观如何
？What is a view of thinking?
你的看法如何
？What's a view?
你的看法两个字呢，是注重法。不注重思想形态
Because view only talk about method but not the methodology of thinking
你的思想如何
What is the idea
你的观点如何
What is the thinking
都把思想跟观点分开了
Put this view and thinking into different perspectives
我把 idea 这个字呢我就把它翻成思观
So idea I translate the view of thinking
你的思观如何
What's your view of thinking
就是你形态思想中间是怎么看的
That is your concept of your mind How do you view it
那么你用思观看一切
So you use the thinking mind to view others
你用思观看
You must use idea to view yourself
What is your idea about yourself
你对自己有什么思观
How do you understand yourself
你怎样来了解你自己呢
With what kind of understanding you can understand yourself
用什么思观来了解你自己呢
所以保罗这句话是很深的意思
So Paul this word with deep meaning
全世界只有一个人
The whole world only one person
一个地方
One place
就是这个地方
Here
只有是保罗
Paul
他这样讲
He said this
照着上帝所赐给个人的信心的大小看自己
According to the measure of faith God has given to everyone you want to view yourself
我 读破千万本书，没有看过一个人曾经讲过这样。
Every thousands of books, the more one has said in this manner.
你用神给你的信心。
Use the faith that God has given you.
来看你自己。
View yourself.
啊，你的信心。
Then your faith.
不是绝对的。
Not absolute.
因为神给你的信心有大有小。
Because God gives you different measure of faith.
所以你不要看得太高。
So don't let too highly.
看得太低。
Too lowly.
看得准准的。
Just in sober manner.
我如果要看细菌。
If I were to look at opera.
我要做的细菌太小了。
细菌。Germs.
The germs is so small, so tiny, so it's beyond the capacity of my eye's ability.
细菌这么微小，我眼睛的视力不能看。
I cannot see with my eyes on my flesh.
我不能够用我这个肉眼来看。
So I use microscope. 对不对呢？
我用显微镜来看。
Magnifying.
显微镜放大了。
100 times.
很多倍。
1000 times.
很多倍。
So I can see clearly what is that.
我就看到它清楚是什么东西。
So microscope becomes the instrument for me to see and to understand.
所以显微镜使我能够看又能够明白。
但是呢
But then,
我如果要看望远镜。
If I want to see
星体的时候。
The astronomy.
天上的星体。
And the stars and constellations.
我可以不可以用 microscope?
Can I use microscope?
能不能啊？
Can I?
不能。
No.
Microscope 看这么近的东西。
Microscope is something which is near.
那么的星不在这么近，那么远。
But the stars and constellations are so far.
你用什么呢？
What do you see?
用什么？
What do you use?
用 telescope.
Telescope.
对不对呢？
望远镜。
So 你用 telescope 看细菌。你不知道会看见什么。
So when you telescope to watch the germs, I don't know what you can see.
用 microscope 看天上的星，你不知道又会看见什么。
Also when you microscope to see the heavenly stars, I don't know what you see.
看了，我已经看了，我看不到什么。
So I see, I don't see anything you say.
It doesn't make sense.
不能够理解的。
It means nothing.
对你来说没有意义的。
You see already, I know.
你说你看了，我晓得你看了。
You are not lying.
但是你没有说谎。
You tell the truth.
你讲真理。
You are sincerely, honestly telling truth.
你很诚恳在讲真道。
Telling your true experience.
你真实的经验。
But the difficulty lies on you are using the wrong instrument for the right object.
但是你的问题在说你用的错的器具来看对的东西。
明白我的意思吗？你说我已经看了事情。
You say yes, I observed it.
看到什么
？I don't know what I see.
我说你从哪里看
？Where did
you? 不用 telescope 看。
Telescope.
那有人用 telescope 看细菌。
Other people use telescope to watch germs.
You are using the wrong instrument for the right object.
你用错的器具来看对的东西。
所以呢，你还是没办法。
So you can know
it clearly. 今天最难认识自己的。
Today the most difficult to understand yourself.
我们自己。
It is we ourselves.
我们不知道要透过什么看法、什么工具来认知我自己。
Because we don't know from what view, what kind of tools we use to look at ourselves.
哦，你说现在我明白。
You see now I understand.
但这不等于我已经知道这一节怎么用法了。
But it doesn't mean that you know how to apply this verse.
因为用上帝给的信心看是怎么样一回事呢
？To use God's measure of faith to measure yourself. What do you mean?
我老实讲。
I tell you.
我从小听到到今天。没有一个牧师告诉我怎样用上帝给人的信心看自己。
Since young, and today, a person may pass the never test. Explain to me how to use the measure of faith given by God to measure yourself.
注释的书
，when read commentaries,
没有注释解释这句话，解释的我满意。
And not commentary satisfy my thinking.
所以我们慢慢思想好不好
？So click slowly, you want to think about this.
那你已经对了这个工具的影响性了解以后
，So when I understand you're being influenced by tools.
我们回到刚才的。
Then we come back.
我用自己的看法看自己的时候。
When I use my own view to view myself.
为什么我会常常失败
？What's the reason that I fail?
因为我每次用自己的想法来看自己的时候。
Because many times when I use my own view to view at myself.
我受我自己的局限性所限制。
I'm limited by my own limitation.
那么你说这个局限性是什么呢
？You say what is this limitation?
我们有很多个人的经历影响。我们的看法。
Many our own personal experiences influence our view.
第一样。
The first.
身体的因素。
And this is a biological, physical factors. Second.
心理的因素。
And psychological factors.
第三样。
The third.
思想理性功能的因素。
And the function of knowledge and ideas.
第四样。
The fourth.
心灵的这个经历的因素。
The spiritual experiences.
那么身体的因素怎么样讲的
？What are physical factors?
一个身体长得很正常的人
，The one who is born normal，
他会自己更有自信心。
He would have more self-confidence。
一个身体长得比较畸形的人
，The one who is deformed，
会对自己没有自信心。
To himself, he doesn't have the confidence。
一个长得比较英俊的男孩子
，The one who is born more handsome，
他会感到自己。 己有自尊。
He finally have self-respect.
一个长得比较丑的男孩子。
The one who is born not so handsome.
他也感到自己很自卑。
He feel himself inferior.
所以一个长得特别高大的。
One is a big, stout and tall.
他很容易做别人的领袖。
Very difficult, very easy he can become leaders.
一个怎么长怎么吃都不会长大的。
The one who cannot be, be taller than what he is. 他感到
很多心理的矛盾。
He feel himself psychological conflict.
看自己什么都不如。
He look at himself as no good.
这个是我们没有办法逃避的今世的影响。
Something we cannot escape from this factor.
这个叫做 physical factor.
Physical factor.
我们身体的情形。
Physical factor.
所以你注意哦。
Pay attention.
胖的人走路。
One is fat.
总是这样走。
They walk in this manner.
瘦的人走路这样。
The one that thin walk in this manner.
他要开阔一点，比较自在。
He want to be broader so that he can feel free.
胖的人要收缩一点，比较苗条。
The one who are fat want to put himself more slim.
这个就是物理学的热胀冷缩。
That is the physical law says that when you are hot, you want to contract and expand.
高的人走路常常驼背。
The one who are tall when they walk, they want to hunchback.
矮的人走路常常平胸。
The one who are short, they want to put up their chest.
可能他以为这样会高一点点。
They thought that they got taller by that.
一这样就矮一点点，他也不知道。
But then he feels shorter actually.
那么他一向都看上面。
So he looked up.
所以他就以为他的眼界就是高一点点。
He thought that his eyes is a bit up.
那么我今天不要批评什么人。
We're not going to criticize anybody.
高的人有高的漂亮。
So he's handsome with those who are tall.
矮的人有矮的可爱。
He's lovable with those who are short.
胖的人有胖的福相。
And also is also you style your own
flesh. 瘦的人有瘦的苗条。
And also slim you could.
每一个人都有他好处。
Everyone has good in their own way.
我们不要以貌取人。
Do not judge others with appearance.
虽然貌对我们的看法没有办法没有影响。
Even though appearance influence our view.
但是要谨慎。
But be careful.
有一些最邪恶的人呢。
Some very wicked people.
隐藏着最美丽的身体里面。
They are hiding in the most beautiful body.
还有一些最伟大的人。
And though great and spirit.
是寄宿在最不正常的体态。
They dwell maybe in a deformed physical body.
所以你不要完全受外表欺骗。
So do not totally be deceived by the our appearance.
2500年以前
2500 years ago,
有一个人在希腊描写苏格拉底。
One who in the Greek describes Socrates.
Socrates is a man.
Socrates 是个人。
With a physical image of a clown.
他的外在好像小丑。
Hiding in him, that is a God's soul.
但是藏在里面是神的心灵。
一个神明的灵魂。躲藏在小丑的身体里。
God's soul that's hiding in this body of a clown.
那见面了很多很坏的女人。
A lot of people, wicked men, women.
隐藏着最美丽的身体。
They are hidden in this beautiful body.
专门勾结别人的丈夫。
And tempt people's husband.
专门制造社会淫乱的心理。
And also entice and cause adultery.
破坏别人的家。
And put people's family to broken.
外在的美。
So I want the beauty.
外在的健壮。
And also the healthiness outwardly.
保证你的人格的伟大。
That's not assured that your character is good.
那么如果是这样的话
，If that's so，
我们每一个人就不要一直看镜子，看见自己不够美、不够高、不够壮、不够健康而产生自卑感。
Do not look at the mirror and see that you're not beautiful enough, not handsome enough, not stout enough, and then you have an inferiority complex.
人的自卑从哪里来
？Welcome means an inferiority complex.
自己对自己看错看来。
You wrongly judge yourself.
人对自己看错从
哪里 ？When judge yourself wrongly, where does it come from？
错误的镜头来看自己。
You use a wrong angle of the mirror to look at yourself.
错误的视角的这一个工具来看。
Wrong idea and wrong tools.
所以这是第一样。
So that's the first thing.
当你的身体上
，When you're in the physical body，
不及人的时候
，less good than others，
疾病产生的时候
，then you have illness，
你不要自卑。
Don't feel inferior.
我相信你们都知道，基督教界里面
，You know that in Christian world，
有一些残废的人，或者有很伟大的心。
There's some who are physically impaired but have great spirits.
达到很大的成功。
And great achievement they achieve.
你们听过这首诗歌吗
？Have you heard this one?
永不灰心，永不灰心，永不灰心，在伤痛中，耶稣能使你很痛。谁写的？
You know who composed it?
这个诗歌谁写的？啊，你不知道
？You don't know?
是不是我写的
？Did I?
不是。
No.
我就是身体差不多好，所以写不出这样的话。
Because I'm physically okay, I cannot compose
something. 你听过这首歌吗
？Have you heard that?
十字架有吗？你常常唱吗？也是他写的。
我是希罗的。
你听过这首歌吗
？Have you heard it?
安稳在耶稣手中，听过吗？
same kind of Jesus.
谁写的？
Who composed?
也是他写的。
是。
这个人是谁啊？
不是。
这个人是写圣诗最多的人。
The one that composed the most hymns.
他一个人一生写了8000多首。
She herself has composed more than 8000.
每一首都振奋人心。
Everyone is shaken of spirit.
这样伟大的人是不是贝多芬呢？
Is it Beethoven?
不是。
No.
这样的人是不是巴？
Is it Bach?
是不是莫扎？
莫扎？
是不是海顿？
海顿？
是不是 Handel?
Handel?
Tchaikovsky?
Tchaikovsky?
不是。
No.
是谁？
Who?
是 Fanny Crosby.
Fanny Crosby.
一个女孩子。
A lady.
从小的时候，医生给她打针错了，结果呢，变成瞎眼。
Since she was young, she got a wrong injection and she became blind.
瞎眼80多年，90多岁才死。
Blind for more than 80 years and died at the age of 90.
人家问他说：“那个医生医错你，你感到怎么样？”
People ask her, "You've been wrongly treated by this doctor. How do you feel?"
他说：“我从来没埋怨。
”I never blame her.
我只知道上帝许可他医错我。
God allowed him to do such things.
因为上帝有美意在你身上。
Because God has a beautiful plan upon me.
所以我就把我的生命献给上帝。
So I dedicate myself to God.
他就写：“不要灰心，不要灰心。”应该灰心的是他。
Do not feel too hard. Don't see the ones who feel too hard.
身体的缺陷。
So the physical deformation.
生理的疾病。
And physical illness.
或者你肉身的不全。
Also not too beautiful.
一定会使你小看自己。
You have you to look at your inferior.
你应该得胜。
But you must be victorious.
靠着上帝给人信心的大学看自己看得很不重要。
By the measure of faith God has given to you, look at yourself soberly.
Amen. 感谢上帝。
Praise God.
第二
，second，
有的人为家世的背景
，some because of their background, the family，
随便衡量
，they simply measure their own self。
我们中国人没有这个
，we Chinese don't have this。
因为中国的孔子在教育学里面有个很伟大的观点
，Confucians have this great educational principle。
有教什么？无类。
We can teach all kind of people。
有教无类这四个字
，I teach in all categories。
是中国文化很伟大、很重要的一个观念。
It's a great concept in Chinese philosophy。
什么意思
？What do you mean？
在教育里面
，in education，
不可分等级。
You can don't have classes。
聪明的人
，the intelligent，
教他
，our teaching。
笨的人
，those are fools，
教他
，our teaching。
身价高的贵族子弟
，those are noble family，
受教育
，they be educated。
贫穷的农夫的孩子
，the peasant children are poor，
也受教育
，they be educated。
有教无类
，teaching without classification，
不可有类别
，you cannot make the classes，
不可有类与类之间的歧视。
And also despite into different classes.
In education, there should be no discrimination.
在这个教育里面没有这个歧视。
就很伟大。
That's great.
所以我们中国人在这一方面呢能够壮大起来。
That's why Chinese in this thing we can grow strong.
许多贫家子弟。
Many poor families.
变成状元。
They become 状元。
变成首相。
And a scholar and prime minister.
变成将军。
And become the general.
就是孔子这句话。
It is called this welcome and Confucius.
所以呢印度人不一样
so the Indians are different.
因为他把整个社会分成四个阶级
Because they divide society into four different castes
所以呢如果你是在最低的 caste 里面
If you come to the lowest caste
你就是呢永远永永远远没有钱
Forever you cannot turn your class
你就自卑
You feel inferior
我被生在奴隶的这种阶级里面
Because I'm born in this caste of the slave
那么那些贵族的子弟
，those are noble family。
走过街的时候
，and when we walk through the street，
你的影子投在他身上，就是给他带来厄运。
Even the shadow will cast upon them， you bring bad luck to them。
他们就轻看
你 ，they despise them。
连你的影子都是危害社会。
Even the shadow will threaten the society。
印度的这种制度
，so this kind of caste system of India，
那些低级的等级的社会人士，永永远远。
It causes those in the lower classes of society feel inferior.
他们2000多年前
2000 years ago,
在整个西方的世界
in the Western world,
甚至在整个世界
even the whole world,
唯一打破这个观念的
the only one who break through this concept
是圣经
is the Bible.
因为圣经说什么呢
the Bible says,
无论是主
no matter is Lord,
是奴
that is a slave, was a man,
是女
woman,
在基督里
in Christ,
都合而为一的
we're one.
那没有主奴之分
There's no difference of master and slave.
这是圣经的教
导。Bible teaches.
没有男女之分。
There's no division of man and woman.
这是上帝的。
Bible teaches.
这一方面就超过了中国的哲学。
He transcends even the philosophy of China.
因为中国的男人。
Because in China, the man.
看见妻子不贞洁，就可以把她离分掉。
When they see that there's not an inferior with a wife, they can also divorce them.
但中国的女人。
A Chinese woman
知道丈夫有外遇，她只能忍气吞声，免得给赶走没有饭吃。
Knowing that the husband has extramarital relationship, they also want to endure that.
孔子的教育学有教 无类是伟大的。
So Confucius didn't teaching without different classes.
男女不平等是中国一个社会很大的后病。
But inequality of men and women society is a great illness.
这本圣经是历史。
This Bible the first time.
历史中间
in history
告诉我们在基督里面
in Christ
无论是犹太人
whether Jews
希利尼人
Gentiles
是希伯来人
Hebrews
是外邦人
and the Gentiles
是男
man
是女
woman。
是为主的
Master,
为奴的
slaves,
都在基督里合为一
All in Christ are united,
没有界限
No division
感谢上帝
Praise God
这样呢我们不要因为家世而看不起
So then we don't despise ourselves because of family background
人家上课坐汽车
People come with a car to the school
我也坐十一号车就是两条腿叫做
But I walk to the school
人家读书都买新的书
People study with new books
我都是从哥哥传下来的
It's my brother who gave it to me.
你几个兄弟？八个。
How many brothers you have? Eight.
第一个哥哥，
the first brother,
大哥买新书，读了一个学期。二哥、三哥、四哥、五妹、六妹、七妹、八哥。
Buy a new book and then hand it out to the brothers.
轮到你的时候，
When it comes to you,
养菜包。
becomes a wrinkle.
难看死了。
So ugly.
那你说呢？人家有钱人。
People are rich.
你穷凑大。
Yeah, poor.
你的父亲是总经理。
People are a manager with a father.
你的母亲是个穷寡妇。
But then your mother is a widow.
所以你就自卑感。
So you feel inferior.
看自己看低的时候。
So when you look down yourself.
一个因素。
The first factor.
生理的缺陷。
Physical factor.
第二个。
The second.
就是家世的。
And family background factors.
如果人家的父亲是伟大的内阁的部长
If a people's father is a minister
你的父亲不知道在哪里把你的母亲丢掉后来你的母亲做妓女才把你养大你更是没有练见
You know that your father has divorced or this mother then you become a prostitute and yet you're born You feel ashamed
这就是人不能把自己的身份好建立的应当有的地位的意思
So you, that's why you cannot establish your own position image on your own position My dear brothers and sisters,
我告诉你
I tell you,
你一定要靠着主克服这些错误的自我衡量
By the grace of God, you want to overcome this wrong estimation of yourself.
圣经清楚告诉我
The Bible clearly tells us,
有人生在王族一生败坏
Some are born in the palaces, but they're evil.
有人为妓女所生就一生英雄
Some are born by prostitutes, but they become heroes.
有的人生在贵族里面没有前途
Some are born in a noble family without future
有人生在牧羊家中变成君王
But some are born in the shepherd's home but become a king
有的人是在这个很大的富翁的家族里面
Some are born in rich families
结果读书不成功
They did not succeed in the
有人在很贫穷的家庭里面变成大的智慧的人
Some are born in poor family become wise men
你千万不要轻看
So do not despise yourself
你不要有点身体的软弱看自己
No, not because physically you are not well, you despise yourself
你不要因为你的家族不是望族而看清楚
Not because your family is not a rich family, you despise yourself
你要记得你是神所造
You are created by God, remember that
是神许可你生下
God allow you to be born
神会自己给你恩
And God will give you grace
不需要依靠别人
Do not depend on others
如果一个人要依靠爸爸是总理才做总理没有什么骄傲
If a person wants to depend on his father as a prime minister, then become prime minister, that's nothing to be boast of
你听得懂
You understand that?
听不懂就算了。
Never mind, you don't understand.
如果一个人因为爸爸是有钱人，他才能做生意，没有什么骄傲。
If a man because father is rich, then you can be a businessman. That's nothing to boast.
因为那些白手成家的人，经验一定比较丰富。
Because those established family empty-handed, they have more experiences.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我敢讲这些道。
I dare to say this.
因为我三岁就没有父亲。
Because at the age of three, I have a father.
我自卑吗？
Am I?
我从前很自卑。
In the past, yes.
现在呢？
Now.
可能你看见我，你自卑。
没有 ，When you see me, you feel inferior.
我不故意的。
Not intentionally.
很多人本来很骄傲，跟我认识以后慢慢自卑下来。
Some are very proud when they know me, they become very inferior.
我对他们你不必自卑，你只要谦卑。
I say you don't feel inferior, only be humble.
我小的时候很自卑。
When I was young, I feel very inferior.
我三岁没有父亲。
Three years and then my father died.
但是我的父亲不是普通人。
But my father is an ordinary man.
我的父亲会讲很流利的十种话。
My father can also speak very fluently 10 different kind of languages.
中文、法文、荷文、日文、英文。
Six.
五种。
Five now.
再加上呢，上海话、广东话、福建话、汕头话，还有福州话。
Ten.
十种话。
Ten the languages and dialects.
我父亲是当时南洋两个最大的公司、最有钱的公司的其中一个。 总经理。
In Southeast Asia, the two big companies, he is a general manager of one of them.
人家叫他商业博士。
He is a business doctor.
哦，他是一个很才气大得不得了。
He is a great talent.
后来我三岁的时候。
So when I was aged three,
他死了。
He died.
所以我从来不知道我父亲像什么。
So I never know how my father looked like.
只有一直在我五岁的时候看房间一个照片，看来看去。我像他。
There wasn't at the age of five, I look at a picture in the room. I said, I am like him.
我不敢说他像我，因为他先存在。
I didn't say he like me, but he exists first.
谁像谁有主体有客体，不可乱讲。
The subject and object, you know who is like who.
如果你说我祖父很像我，孤狼阿家的。
You say that your grandfather is like you, you're 孤狼阿家。
像我的祖父就可以。
You can say I'm like my grandfather.
人像上帝。
We are like God.
上帝按照他的形象造
物。God created us according to image.
那么后来我就自卑感。
So later I feel in.
每一次我妈妈我要买东西
Every time I want to buy something my mother will say
多少钱
How much
不能
Cannot
为什么不能
Why
你不能就是不能
You cannot do it
我旁边同学买了我也要有
My this fellow cousin had bought it I want to have it
你不能有
You cannot have it
为什么不能
Why
因为他有爸爸你没有爸爸
Because he has father you don't have father
这句话一讲出来我就知道没有办法买了
人生为什么有爸爸
我一生最大的痛苦就是为什么别人有爸爸我没有爸爸
My greatest sorrow in my whole life said, What's that father? People have father I don't have
我有时候自己哭
Sometimes I cry myself
有自己变成自己
And also hate myself
我感到我的家世我的背景我的身份不如人
Because my family background is not as good as others
后来我在印尼我是无国籍
So I was in Indonesia I was stateless
说每次要出国
Every time when I want to go out
困难的不得了
So difficult
因为我如果没有印尼籍我不是普通的公民我很难出去
So without the Indonesian citizenship I cannot go
所以到新加坡讲一次道
Even going once to Singapore to preach
我要申请两个月
I have to apply 2 weeks ahead
两个月申请道理到新加坡讲完了回去要再去讲要再两个月
So when I go and preach Singapore when I come back I want to go back again I got to apply again
我好像没有身份
I'm stateless.
有时自卑的人
And I feel inferior with a father.
所以这些因素我懂的
All these factors I know.
一个人对自己看错了
When you wrongly judge yourself.
可能看得太高
Too high.
可能看得太
Too low.
你一自卑的时候
When you feel inferior.
你的奋斗力就缺乏
Your power struggle becomes less.
生存的毅力就减少
And also determination to exist the need is less.
自卑以后
After you feel inferior.
很可能恨别人
Probably turns you hate others.
很可能妒忌别人。
May envy others.
很可能产生对整个天地万物的仇视。
And also you hate all things in the world.
那就孤独自己。
So you isolate your own self.
封锁自己。
And also close up your own self.
变成一个很难与人相处。
And difficult for you to deal with others.
是因为自己看自己看错。
Because you wrongly judge yourself.
感谢上
帝。But praise God.
我因为接受耶稣基督。
Because I receive Christ Jesus.
跟随耶稣基督。
Follow Christ Jesus.
这就完全就胜了。
All these things I've been victorious.
我这一生有三件事几乎没有的。如果有求主可怜，而且我不知道到底怎么去发现。
In this whole life, there are three things that I don't have. If I have, God have mercy on me. I don't know how to discover that.
我没有妒忌人。
I never envy others.
我没有恨人。
I never hate others.
我也没有羡慕别人比我好。
I never admire others better than I do.
这三件都没有的话
，When you don't have these three things,
你会过着很快乐的生活。
You'll live a very joyful life.
Amen. 一个恨人的人
，One who hate others,
是骨头生 cancer。
Is you have a cancer in the bone.
妒忌的人
When you're envy,
不忠修了
And also you're deteriorating
in
your bone.
不甘愿别人比你好的人
You will hate others to be better than you do.
自己把自己囚禁起来
Then you shut yourself up.
这是很笨的做法
This is a very stupid way.
所以主啊，你开导我
God, open my heart.
后来我慢慢发现
Then I discovered.
虽然没有地上的爸爸
Even though I don't have an earthly father.
但是那些人没有我有天上的爸爸
But these people don't have me like my heavenly father.
哪个爸
Who is bigger?
听到的爸爸大。
Of course, Heavenly Father.
有一次一个传道人。
There was once a preacher.
讲完道以后。
After preaching.
有一个这个经理的孩子。
And also a son of a manager.
开车送他回家。
And send him back with a car.
他的牧师回去以前，我带你先看夜景好不好
？He said, Pastor, before you go to the hotel, I'll take you around.
好好好好。
Good.
所以这个人就开了一个开篷的车。
And so,
Cabriolet. 就开车了。
And go.
到一半的时候
halfway through
他说你看这座大楼
you see this towering
四十多层楼
40 odd stories
我爸爸的
belong to my father
哦这个牧师哦就哦
father said 哦
你看看这么高的高的比光电灯那么几千万
so high so high
他看看看到差不多头盖要掉下去
also so high 再
把他带到地方去
bring him to other place
很大的工厂
a big factory
你看看有工厂 我们骑着老天要两公里。
You know, the two kilometers in circumference.
我爸爸的。
My father.
舅母说，哇，这么大。
The pastor is so big.
后来再到一个地方去。
Take him to another place.
哇，看到几个很大的戏院。
And big cinemas.
他说，这是我爸爸的。
Belongs to my father.
我说，这个牧师看看吧。
He said, yes, big.
后来呢，就回家了。
They went back.
现在都看完了。
They've seen everything.
我爸爸的娱乐场。
So the amusement park.
我爸爸开的银行。
And also bank.
我爸爸的工厂你都看见了。
Factory.
现在也来，莫说我送你回家。
I'll take you back home.
所以他送回家的时候。
And halfway.
经过海边。
Going to the sea.
莫说的名字停下来一下。
Is it stop for a while?
你看这个大海。
You see the sea?
我爸爸的。
My father's.
后来车再开。
And then move on again.
开到靠近旅馆了，后面一座大山。
I can the big mountain.
他说你看这山那么高。
You see the mountain?
我爸爸的。
My father's.
他说我要看你房间怎么样。
I want to see your room.
他到房间去。
Went to room.
到了旅馆房间。
Come to hotel.
窗帘开起来。
Open the window.
星多得不得了。
All the stars there.
今天夜景好不好啊？
Is it good with the night view?
今天天气好。
It's good.
可以看见星。
Good when see the stars.
可以看不见。就牧师说，我爸爸的。
But it's my father's.
你明白了吗？
You understand now?
所以当我发现上帝做我父亲的时候。
So when I discovered that God is my father.
上帝爱我。
God loves me.
我为什么担心或者挂虑？我没有爸爸呢。
Why should I worry that I don't have a father?
所以每一个今天听到的人。
So everyone hear this message tonight.
不要看清自己。
Do not despise yourself.
好不好？不要看清。
Don't despise yourself.
第三个原因。
The third factor.
在你经历中间。
In your experiences.
你的失败影响你自己对自己的看法。
Your failures will influence your view of yourself.
是。
When you do this thing, you fail.
做那件事。
You do that thing, you fail.
恋爱。
When you are in love, you are jilted.
第二次
the second time,
再给人丢掉
he will jilt you.
你每次看见女人都害怕
Every time when you see a woman, you're afraid.
你现在看每一个女人都是老虎
You see, every woman is a tiger.
跟她在一起一定给她丢掉了
You will be jilted if you will go with her.
那以后你说既然得不到女人就娶男人吧
So you cannot get a woman, then you get a man.
那你就糟糕了
Then you'll be immense.
你看的时候
So when you look,
你不要受失败的经验影响。
Do not be influenced by a failed experience.
还有一个女孩子。
And also one lady.
在苏拉巴亚真正发生。
In Surabaya truly happened.
她第一次恋爱。
The first time when she was in love.
到很热的时候。
When it comes to the very intimate.
那个男子。
That man.
要她脱裤子上床。
Want to have a sex with her.
她说不能。
She said no.
我不能做这个。
I cannot have that.
我一定要保守到结婚那一
天。I want to keep myself until I get married.
后来那个男的就不要她了。
And that man don't want her.
把她丢掉。
And jilt her. She cried and cried.
不久以后呢
Later on.
还有一个男人再来爱她
Another man come and love.
爱她爱到一个阶段
And the same day.
又再一样
Also the same day.
你跟我睡觉
Go to bed with me.
他都不能
She said no.
我要等结婚
I want to wait until that day. I cannot do that.
这个男人再把她丢掉
So she was jilted again.
让她又伤痛
So she was hurt again.
第三次
The third time.
她等等很久
She waited for a long time.
另外一个男人跟她
And another man came.
这一次呢她说无论他要什么，我就给他。
I'll give him all that he wants.
我两次被丢掉，很痛苦。
I've been jilted twice.
恋爱到一段时间了。
Halfway through.
就男的。
This man.
他说我跟你睡好不好
？I want to sleep with you.
他说好了。
She said good.
他跟他睡。
And she
答应他的要求。
And also go according to him.
这样就可以顺利过关。
So she feels successful in the relationship.
结婚了。
And got married.
这一次这个男人呢
？But this man.
跟他睡觉以后。
After the bed.
再把他丢掉。
And jilt her again.
你知道这个女人怎么样
？You know what this woman do?
就自杀。
She commits suicide.
他说做人太难。
So difficult to be a lady.
这样也不对。
I cannot do it right this way.
那样也不对。
Wrong that way.
现在我已经把我最宝贵的珍宝给他了。
The precious thing I've given to that man.
我怎样去建立我以后的世界
？How can I face my future world?
所以我告诉你
，I tell you，
你的失败
，your failure，
常常影响你自己的估计。
Many times influence your self-estimation.
我现在已经讲到生活中间的很实际的事情。
I've talked very practical thing in life.
有人做生意失败
，some they fail in the business，
以后就变成自卑感。
Some they fear later on.
有的人恋爱失败
，some fail in their love，
就寻短见。
And also they commit suicide.
有的人在社会上结交朋友，与人谈判常常失败，有什么事业都不敢做。
Some they feel in human that there's in the society
不对的。
Then anything's wrong.
一定要从失败中间 学习教训。
From your failure, you must learn lessons.
你一定要在失败以前先有先见之明。
And before you fail, you must see far.
所以有许多许多的人。
There are many people.
无论年轻人、中年人、老年人。
No matter young or middle age or old.
他们都没有从这两方面吸收教训。
They never learn lessons from these things.
怎样预先防备自己失败的可能？
How do you prevent the possibility for you to fail?
失败以后怎样站起来？
And after you fail, how do you stand up again?
你说这两个题目又可以开课了。
You say we can start two more lectures.
我告诉你，我曾经这一件事情我讲九次。
That's why I preached for 9 times in this course.
而且每一次不是浪费听众的时间。
And every time I never spend the time on my.
真的可以讲下去。
I can continue preach.
我不要讲的那么精细。
I don't want to go into so detail.
我再讲这两件事。
Two more things.
没有失败以前。
Before you fail.
常常有机警。智慧吸收别人的经验教训，然后防备自己不要失败。
Be alert, wise, and learn from others' failures, and then you don't feel it, fail into that failure.
Fall into that failure. 失败了以后
，If you were to fail，
要从失败吸收教训，再向前行。
From your failure, you learn experience and lessons, and you move forward.
魔鬼最喜欢对你说，你是失败的。
Satan loves to say you fail.
既然你是失败的，你就永永远远一定继续不断失败。
Since you fail, forever you fail.
不必奋斗算了。
Don't struggle.
你是没有用的。
You are useless.
你千万不要听魔鬼的。
Do not listen to Satan.
因为他是利用你自己对自己的错误看法，结果掉在泥里，透过他的恶毒来害你。
Because through your own failure and through his own attempting to understand that, suddenly you fail again.
我们现在晚上在这里。
Now tonight we're here.
怎么可以一直在这里听到呢
？How can I continue to listen to you?
晚上。
Night.
怎么可以看清楚呢
？How can I see clearly?
有电灯。
Because there's a lamp.
为什么关的这么密不冷不热呢
？Why is it closed and then not warm?
有冷气。
Because there's air conditioning.
那么有冷气有电灯。
Air conditioning and light.
我们晚上可以像白天一样做工。
We can work like a daytime.
所以电灯的贡献大不大
？So contribution of lamp is
da.
Great.
电灯是谁发明出来的
？Who invented that？
啊 ，Thomas Edison。
Edison，
Edison 发明钨丝电灯的时候
，Edison when he invented tungsten，
试验。
He tested and tested。
你知道他试验失败几次
？And how many times he failed？
谁知道的清楚？爱迪生试验电灯失败几次才成功
？Edison when he tested on this tungsten lamp， how many times he failed before succeed？
没有个人知道。
You know，
他失败的次数啊。
The number of times he tested.
比今天参加人的数目两倍多。
And 2 times of the participant here.
差不多1700多次。
1700 times.
如果今天来的有900个人。
If there are 900 who are here.
差不多等于两倍。
2x, 2 times.
你的数目。
Your number.
一次失败，再失败。
Fail, try again. Fail, try again.
失败1700多次。
1700 times.
最后一次成功的时候。
First time
好了，造诣不是1700人。
And it doesn't benefit only 1,700 people.
造诣1700万年。
It benefits more than 17 million people.
1700万亿人。
Maybe more, much more than that.
人类历史存在的一天。
So as long as the history,
我们都晚上被灯光照耀。
And now we've been shone by this light.
受灯光的益处。
And also have the benefit of the light.
有一个人曾经失败1700。
Because there's a person who has failed for 1,700 times.
我当然不是盼望你恋爱1700多次失败才结婚。
Of course, I don't mean that you must be in love for 1,700 times before you succeed.
但你要有这样的预备。
But you must prepare.
第一
，one，
怎样预防失败
？How to prevent failure.
第二
，the second，
失败又怎样爬起来
？After you fail, how to stand up again.
你才不会自己太过轻看。
Then you will not despise yourself.
这是关于失败以后自估太低的这个情形。
And that is a condition after you fail, do really esteem yourself.
接下去
，and continually，
就是在灵性上。
In spiritual life,
你说我已经是基督徒了。
You said I'm a Christian.
我要对付我的罪恶。
And to deal with sin.
我要放弃我的嗜好。
And to renounce my habits.
我要丢掉我不好的
习惯。
我一直没有办法。
I cannot do it.
所以我就变成自卑感。
Now I become inferior.
你不需要。
Don't have to.
请你注意哈。
Pay attention.
你那个斗志不可灭。
You cannot demolish your struggle.
然后你在神面前继续求恩。
Before the Lord, you ask for grace.
我要用这个太平天国的时代。
You know, 太平天国 in China.
有一个呢将军。
There's a general.
这个人呢，他去打仗的时候。
When he go to war,
一直打败。
He fail and fail and fail.
一直打败。啊，这个人也是文官。
Also, he is a good writer.
又是一个武将。
And also, he fight.
这个人叫曾国藩。
曾国藩。
曾国藩跟太平天国打的时候，
曾国藩 was fighting against、太平天国，
常常失败，常常失败。
Many times he failed。
那么呢，他报告北京国王的时候
，So when he make a report to the emperor，
他要怎么写呢？完了，我每次打败。
Every time when I fight, I fail。
如果这封信皇帝看了以后
，If the emperor would read this,
how
can that be？
你说什么
？What do you say？
每次打每次败
，Every time you fight, you fail。
脑袋搬家
，You'll be hated。
就是这样办的。
That's simple。
但是他文学很好
，But he's good in writing。
所以他怎么写你知
道 ？But how do you say？
王啊 ，Emperor， 每次败我每次再打
，And every time when I fail, I fight。
再败又再打。
Every time when I fail, I fight。
每次败一直再打。
Every time I fail, I fight。
一样不一样？
Is it the same?
一样不一样？文字不一样，次序颠倒，战情一样不一样？
But the same word, only different orders.
一样的，打了，败。
Same condition.
再打，再败。
Fail.
再打，
fail.
再败。
Fight.
再打，
fight.
再败。他反正。
你真的打？
再打，败了。
Fail. 再 fight. Fail. 再 fight.
再打，败了。再打。皇帝看了以后。
The king really
杀头啊
？Was he beheaded？
他的这样的精神
，such spirit，
很了不起。
Great，
升官。
He was promoted，
明白吗？所以今天年轻人
，young people，
我老人家
，I'm old，
劝你
，I exhort，
在上帝面前祷告。
Before God you pray，
上帝啊
，God，
我有一些失败
，I have some failures，
我有一些错误
，some wrong，
我虽然失败
，even though I fail，
我要再活下去
，and to live，
我要再站下去
，and to fight again，
我要依靠住再站起来。
By the grace of God, I'll fight again.
继续不断战
，continue to struggle.
直到有一天我完全得胜。
So that one day I will totally successful.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
神是威严的。
God is authoritative.
神是公义。
God is righteous.
神也是慈爱。
God is merciful.
神也是有怜悯的。
God also have mercy on us.
继续不断在纯正以恶战斗的动机上继续不断。
Continue that in the purity in fighting against the evil he will add strength to you.
所以青年人
，young people，
勇敢站起来
，be brave to stand up，
面对存在而奋斗
，to face opposition and to struggle，
面对黑暗而开战
，and to face the darkness and have war with them，
面对失败而不屈
，face the failures and also you know bow to them，
挺起你的脚
，and also you strong, stand strong and then move on，
依靠上帝的恩典
，by the grace of God，
继续下去。
Continue your life.
这是低看自己的一些原因。
So this is factor how come you look down yourself.
你把这些原因反过来。
So when you turn this factor around.
你看见为什么有人高看自己
？How is that sometimes people look too highly on themselves?
一些人高看自己，因为他长得比别人漂亮英俊一点。
Because they look more handsome than others.
比别人更强壮、更高大。
And they're stronger and stouter than others.
所以他们身体特别高傲
，so they're very proud。
他们一天到晚看不起别人
，they despise others。
其实世界伟人中间真正英俊、真正高大的不太多。
You know, great people in history, those who are really handsome and stout are not many。
所以那些因为自己英俊而骄傲的人是有灾祸的人。
So those are proud because they look handsome, woe will be upon them。
因为自己这个有非常魁梧的身体。结果失败的人多得不得了。
And those who are stout and they failed, there are so many examples of that.
我曾经对你们讲过斯巴达与雅典的战争。
I've told you about Sparta and also the war against the Athens.
雅典注重头脑。
The Athens pay attention on the mind.
希腊人注重智慧。
The Greek pay attention on wisdom.
但是斯巴达人注重拳头。
But then those barbarians pay attention on the fist.
一个注重理性。
The one who places emphasis on reason,
注重体格
one on physical body.
所以斯巴达的人生孩子的时候
，so these people when they give birth to children,
他们的医生第一件事情量 baby 多长。
The first thing the doctor will measure how was the length of the baby.
照现在的长度
，according to the of the day that we have,
baby 生出来。
If your baby is born,
少过现在的65公分就杀死。
If less than 65 cm, they will kill them.
表示生下来那一天要超过两个 feet.
Even which means that when they are born, their length is more than 2 feet.
差一点点。
Even a little bit less. Stop. Kill, kill, kill.
所以呢，那些母亲一直哭。
So those mothers weep and weep and weep.
生了子几胎不一定能留一胎。
Because there were few baby born, but not even one baby to be kept may not be.
留了也不一定长得大。
Even though they kept the baby, the baby must grow also big enough.
长得大不一定长到老。
Grow born big enough may not be mature enough.
你问到的政府。
So you ask the government.
为什么斯巴达人有这样的政策
？Why this people have this kind of policy?
只有高大的百姓才能做斯巴达公民。
Only the strong people can be the spots of this citizens.
高大的。斯巴达公民一定要生在斯巴达女人。
And also, they must be born under the woman of this race.
一定要行这一条。
Also, they got to walk this path.
你怎么办呢
？What to do now?
个个生得很大。
They're born stout.
很大。
Big.
结果斯巴达灭亡。
But when they are destroyed,
雅典成功。
The Athens succeed.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为头脑比拳头更要。
Because a brain is more important than a fist.
理性比武器更了解。
Because reason is more important than a weapon.
这是历史上的一个教训。
This is a lesson of the history.
那么希腊人不是说你体格多大。
The Greek doesn't teach how strong you are in the body.
希腊人不是说你身体多长。
Or how high you are.
受过多少思想。
How much you've been trained in your mind? That's important.
如果你读柏拉图的哲学
，You will read Plato's philosophy.
你就知道从五六岁就受训练。
You know, since age five or six, they've been trained.
十岁的时候要淘汰一次。
When ten discuss some.
到十七岁再淘汰。
17 discuss another group.
到二十五岁第三次淘汰。
25 the third discussion.
以后就被淘汰到二十五岁以后就没有机会再读书。
Then after 25, you have no more chance to be educated.
一定要到乡下农田里面做农夫。
They must go to the village and be a farmer.
做粗工。
And also difficult work.
建筑工人。
Also be a builder.
所以这些永远没读书的机会。
So they're going to have chance to educate.
到了二十五岁以后。
So after 25,
再被选中可以读书的。
Then they've been selected again to be trained.
读到三十五岁才可以毕业。
You will train until 35 before you graduate.
哇，那个时候全希腊所知道的学问都在他脑里。
So all the knowledge of the Greek comes to their mind.
三十五岁以后。
After 35,
毕业了又不可以做官。
They cannot be an officer.
不像今天的一大学毕业，哇，就马上有高位就可以做部长，或者不是。
No, no. Today, after your university graduate, you become a minister.
35岁以后。
After 35,
下乡。
You go to the farm.
农夫。
Be a farmer.
做粗工。
Be a farmer.
做十五年。
And after 15 years there.
看能不能与百姓一同痛苦。
See whether you can suffer together with the people.
到了五十岁。
When you are 50.
经百战。
So you have gone through all experiences, also been trained, and also you have been exposed to a lot of experiences. You have gone through all sufferings. 50 years.
才肯穿上这个政治家的袍，因为你懂得爱惜民间痛苦的经验。
Then you put a garment of a politician because you love the people and serve them.
雅典人的训练是不一样。
So the Athenian training is different.
当然，历史上几乎没有一个时期是严格的照着柏拉图的教义理论去执行他们的教义。
And of course, throughout the history, not a single period strictly followed the teaching of this Plato.
但是至少希腊人的理念很坚强。
But at least the Greek ideas are strong.
所以呢，最后呢？
So finally,
斯巴达个个高大，没有用，没有头脑。
The Spartans are very strong, but without brain.
一定要失败。
They must fail.
凡是头脑不够精明的，一定没有办法维持一个民族在历史上的地位。
So those who are clever enough with their brain, they cannot keep their generations even to last.
你现在看见的埃及人。
Now the Egyptians that you see.
不是古代的那些埃及人。
Not the ancient Egyptians.
现在的埃及人是阿拉伯人。
They're the Arabians.
古代的埃及文化已经完全断种了。
The old Egyptians culture already they've demolished.
为什么？
Why?
我今天不讨论。
We don't discuss that tonight.
现在的弟兄姊
妹。But my differences.
文明不是靠着体力强壮维持下。
Civilization cannot be sustained because of physical strength.
精明的思想维持下。
But because of your clever mind.
今天的基督教危险在哪里？
Today, where is the danger of Christianity?
忽略理性功用。
When you also do not pay attention to fundamental reason,
教义本身
do not pay attention on the education doctrines.
只要能请歌星来唱歌，大家聚会奉献够了，哇，教会复兴了。
So singer will come to sing, yeah, great offerings. You see, this is right shape.
随便叫人做见证。
You ask people to come.
天天见证来见证去，我病好了，感谢主有神迹。
So every day you testify you are healed and then there's a miracle.
都是感情冲动。
But emotionally you are moved.
个人经验。
Personal experience.
都不从深入的圣经真理去发现上帝道的奥秘。
Do not discover the profundity of the
Word
of
God.
They're pitiful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
你在这里看见的。
Here you see.
最后怎么样呢
？Finally.
斯巴达消灭。
The Spartans also died.
有一个很简单的笑话。
But it's a simple joke.
A Greek.
A Greek.
雅典人。
18.
And a Spartan.
A Spartan.
见面。
When he meets each
other, 看见一只蚂蚁在那跑来跑去。
And see an ant was moving around.
你能打死他吗？
Can he kill the ant?
十八的人，哈哈哈哈！你看不起我十八的人。
This person you despise me?
哇，他这里一粒芒果。
You know, so strong here, Maslow.
这里两粒西瓜。
So strong.
都是鸡蛋、鸭蛋什么蛋。
So strong with the body.
那么你打死他吗？
Kill.
他就，
看见，
还在走。
Still moving.
他再打。
Punch again.
还在走。
Still moving.
第三次
，third time，
哪边肿？这边肿。
What are your swells？ Swells。
那你呢
？What are you？
雅典人说我没有力。
Athenian said I'm not strong。
西瓜什么瓜都没有。
I don't have all these muscles。
那你打他吗
？Kill it。
他就死了。
Just press it and kill。
你明白吗
？Understand now？
一个有头脑
，with my brain，
一个用芒果
，one with the muscle，
不一样。
It's different。
你明白了
？Understand now？
所以呢，如果因为你的体魄。
Because of a physical body,
你的面貌
and about face,
高人一等
better than others,
你就骄傲
you're proud,
那你就错了
it's wrong
明白了吗
understand now
第二样
the second
如果你因为事业成功
because you're successful in your business
恋爱成功
you're successful in your love
家庭成功
in the family
你就看不起别人
you despise others
你就错了
then you're wrong
因为成功一时
because when you succeed in one time
不等于成功一世
it doesn't mean you're successful in the whole life
成功一段
A period of time you're successful.
不等于成功一生。
It doesn't mean for whole life you're successful.
有很多好像很成功的，突然失败的时候，前功尽废，完全像冰山歇地。
There are people who looked at the system for whole life, but yet they collapse only one moment.
你看过雪崩的情景
？You see the snow when they're
当终年积雪的高山。
When have this snow on the cap on the whole mountain.
大的破坏中。上面先起来
When there's avalanche,
或者大的响声震动山头
and great noise that shake the whole thing,
雪一崩下来的时候
so when the avalanche,
你很难逃避
difficult you can escape
1998年
1998
印尼有很多大富
豪 in Indonesia a lot of these millionaires
一夜之间变成穷
overnight have poor people
1989年
1998
有260多个最有钱的人
260 most rich people
银行家
Bankers,
金融家
also financial,
聚会请我讲道
and they come together and I was a priest.
我不知道为什么哈
I don't know why.
那一次我讲道讲一些很重的话
That time I preached some very important words.
你们全印尼最有钱的
You are the richest people in India.
你们不要骄傲
Don't be proud.
十年以后
10 years later,
可能有一些人变得很穷
Maybe some become poor.
可能有人变成进监牢
Some will be in prison.
你们现在不要骄傲。
Don't be proud now.
我看你们做生意的手法。
I see when you do the way you do business.
有一些是用欺骗的手段。
Some use the deceitful way.
有一些是走在法律的前头。
Some move before even the law.
政府还没有用限定法来限定你先走一步，所以你发财。
Before the laws has restrict you, you do it and then you become rich.
十年以后。
But 10 years later.
你可能不是有钱人，可能你进监牢。
You may not be a rich man, you may be in prison.
我也不知道为什么讲话那么硬哈。
I don't know why I say so hard words.
那么那一天讲完了以后
That day after preaching,
我就回 Jakarta,
I went back to Jakarta
他们在山上退休
They were having a retreat
第二天礼拜天早上六点我讲到在 Jakarta
Because the second day on Sunday I'll be preaching at 6 a.m. in Jakarta
讲了我再开车一个钟头到山上再对他们讲十点的
So after that I took a car and then go and preach them again at 10 o'clock
第二天他们对我说
The second day they told me
不是你知道你昨天回去的时候
Reverend Tom, do you know last night when you went back
他们半夜气你讲得到气到讨论到两点
They got so angry with what you discussed and then they discussed until 2 a.m.
因为这是有钱人人家对他们只是毕恭毕敬有尾巴的都在摇
Because all those people were only good to them
突然间看见一个牧师讲到这么硬
Suddenly see a pastor say hard words
这个牧师是谁
Who is this
one? 又不要请他来讲道。
We don't invite him anymore.
我有钱请什么牧师，什么牧师都会来。
He said we are rich, can invite anybody to come and preach.
讲到这么硬。
And so hard words.
大大讨论。
So they're discussing.
怎么可以这样讲
？How can you say that?
对我们讲不客气。
It's not good to us.
讲完了以后，有一个认识我20多年的有钱人。
A one who have known me for more than 20 years.
他说：“你们不要生气。”
Don't get angry.
照我认识唐崇云26年来。
According to I know Reverend Tom for 26 years.
我知道他如果讲很重的话，可能是。上帝感动他讲。
If he would say hard word, maybe God has touched his heart to say that.
谁要得罪你们这些人
？Who want to go against you?
得罪你对他有什么好处
？What good does he get?
而且他是一个牧师。
He's just a pastor.
为什么要得罪你
？Why should I go against you?
可能会不会是上帝借着他对你讲话，你要小心。你们到底自己清楚不清楚？ 税都交好了没有？会不会进监牢？好是可能的。
Maybe God told him and said something to you. Have you paid your taxes? Maybe even in prison.
上帝一记录那个人的话，感动了几个最有钱的人。
So God told that person also touched a few rich men.
后来呢？
你懂吗？
说是啊。
Some say yes, yes.
这叫有道理。
Good reason.
就那几天里面。
So that few days.
几个最有钱的人就决定信耶稣。
Few rich men turned to Christ.
其中一个是李文正。
One of them is 李文正。
还有一个是陈展福。
One 陈展福。
都是印尼最重要的。
An important businessman in Indonesia.
1989年。
1989。
决定信主。
And they become Christians.
1998年。
But 1998。
几年了？
How many years later?
9年。
1999年。1999。
几年了？10年。
10 years。
两个进监牢。
Two were in prison.
我就把那些名牌再发行一次。
So I distribute that cassette again.
10年以后
10 years later.
你们有人进监牢。
Some of you were in prison.
他们就知道唐崇荣不是假先知哦。
So they know that Stephen Tong is not a false prophet.
真的先知。
True prophet.
是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
你体格好。
You are good physically.
你面孔英俊。
Handsome.
你不要骄傲。
Don't be proud.
你没有病。
You are not ill.
你不要骄傲。
Don't be proud.
你恋爱成功。
You're successful.
家庭顺利。
Good your family.
儿女都很好。
As the children are good.
不要骄傲。
Don't be proud.
你事业顺利。
When you are successful.
你赚很多钱。
You make a lot of money.
不要骄傲。
Don't be proud.
上帝可以在一个晚上里面。
One night.
使你变成穷瘦大。
God can turn you to be
poor. 一天里面。
One day.
使你进监牢。
They will be in prison.
人算什么？
Who are men?
人的才貌。产业算什么
？Man's talent, wealth, and also their phases.
人的聪明
，how intelligent? What are they?
你还记得英国100多年的大银行，就在几天里面给一个青年搞掉，全部破产。
You know, big bank in the days, British for more than 100 years have been also disrupted by one man, young man.
不要看自己过于所当看。
Do not judge yourself too highly than you ought to.
靠着上帝所赐给个人信心的大小。
But the measure of God was given to you in your faith, just as soberly.
Amen. 愿上帝赐福给我们。
May God bless us.
今天我就讲到这个地方。
Then I'll stop here.
最少还要一次。
At least one more time.
把第三节讲完。
Then I'll complete.
我们大家恭敬站起来。
Let us reverence. We stand up.
我们在念这三节的圣经。
We're going to read this through three verses.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们从第一节念到第三节。
Verses 1-3.
一同开始。
所以弟兄们，为上帝的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是上帝所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为上帝的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说。不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着上帝所吩咐个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们大家开声祷告。